little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're going to move on to care of older people. And specifically, we're going to talk a little bit about the carer's role. And I think that this is an area that we're becoming more expert in dealing with more appropriately in primary care. And more clinics are being set up to provide for the carers and be aware of the vulnerabilities that people that provide care for their partners and for their loved ones are prone to. And the vital job that carers do in terms of keeping people well. So some red flag questions that might go along these sorts of lines for talking to a carer. Sheila, it was really good of you to come and see me without your partner today. I know it's very easy for us to forget about your health when you're caring for Eric. So it's good to see you on your own where you're able to talk honestly, and perhaps you could tell me how you're feeling at the moment.
Okay, I suppose, Doctor. I mean, well, you know, with Eric it can be hard on some days, and I think it does take its toll because I can get very, very tired in a way I never used to.
So physically you're okay, but emotionally it's starting to take its toll, is that right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, physically I'm all right. I mean, if you're tired, fine. I can understand why, but I guess with the idea that this is not going to get any easier and probably it's going to get harder, that does worry me.
We're going to come on to talking about the sort of things that we could do to help you shortly, if that's okay, but maybe we could get a feel for how things are for you in a bit more detail emotionally.
Yeah.
Do you think you're depressed?
No, I wouldn't say it's at the point where that I'm depressed.
Could you maybe give me a mood score out of 10? So 10's the happiest, 0's the saddest.
Probably about 5, probably in the middle. I mean, I can still have days where I'm good, but those days are usually the days when someone else is helping with Eric and I can see my grandchildren.
So those days are important days, and if we could make sure that you have more of them, that would be a sensible thing, wouldn't it? Yeah. And things are never down at zero where you're thinking of harming yourself.
No, I mean, we've still got all the family around.
Yeah. Are you falling into any bad habits, do you think? Some people do when they're struggling emotionally and then maybe needing a bit of help to sleep and things like that. Are you drinking at all?
No, I've never been a one for drinking, really, Doctor. No, that's not a problem. If I can't sleep, then I can't sleep. I just get up again and maybe read or put the TV back on.
What about any substances or smoking or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Perhaps you might have had some thoughts yourself about what we could do or what somebody could do to try and help you with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any thoughts?
Well, I don't know about things that could help me, but I suppose it would help to know what you think in terms of the future, like what might happen to Eric in the next months, because I suppose I feel a bit in the dark as to what might come next, and I'm a bit worried about, I suppose, who I might need to help in the future, because this is all new to me. I mean, I'm probably managing okay just now.
Yeah, it's certainly worthwhile talking about that, and I think probably the best place to be discussing your health and your needs to make sure that you're ready to approach all the changes that are happening with Eric would be in our carers clinic. We've got a specialist carers clinic at Herrington where you could come along and see Michelle, and Michelle can support you to figure out what's going to be most useful for you. We also have a very good voluntary organisation called the Carer Centre in Sunderland there, who are very good at connecting with you and making sure that all your social needs and all the possibilities are explored in terms of making sure that you get enough time off, enough financial support if appropriate, and a little bit of direction, and often just somebody to talk to when you're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And those things could be so important. So I like your permission for me to get in touch with them to inform them that you're needing support at this time. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, I think that would be okay if they're going to help with giving me a wee bit of advice about what to expect and how to plan for the future.
And certainly when it comes to Eric's particular medical problems and the change in his disease process, then we can try and sit down with the two of you and try and predict what are the things that are likely to be helpful. In Eric's particular condition, it may be helpful even to think about asking for the palliative care nurses to try and draw up a plan with you both as to what his wishes would be if his health is changing and where he'd prefer his care to be provided for and what sort of things that he's happy to have happen to him. For example, if out of the blue, as things changed, if his heart was to stop, would we want to be resuscitating him if that's something that he'd want? Or under what circumstances would he be happy to go to hospital? So having a good idea of those while Eric's able to communicate those to us would be really helpful to record so that we can share that information with all his care providers in future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's really important. So we'll safety net you now, if that's okay, for your role as a carer. So we've talked a little bit about the things that we can do for you. I hope you're happy to come and see Michelle and hopefully come back and bring Eric back and we can talk about his health and we'll decide where we want to go from here. Please let me know when and how you would like our support, though. Mm-hmm. Feel free to make a telephone appointment to talk to me about your own health at any time. And of course, we're happy to visit you and Eric when you're needing it. And of course, do let us know if things are getting on top of you. It's so important not to forget your own health, because without looking after your own health, then it's much more difficult to look after Eric's.
Yeah, okay, Doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.